Oh, yeah. Here we go. Thursday afternoon. We are getting ready for round three of the National Rugby League. What a beauty. First up to SEN, full coverage of the Seagulls and the Eels, coming to you live from Four Pines Park. We look forward to that. We've got to go down the rabbit hole of concussions. Not sure it's straightforward, but anyway, interesting to hear Wayne Bennett in the news there. So, yeah, I'd play rugby league again. And we just started asking ourselves that question. So, do we play that game again? I do. I'd do it all again with the increased knowledge that we have, because I think the increased precautions is what would make me feel a whole lot safer. But yeah, the risk business, it's almost the profile of the people you attract, right? The people who play. And I'm talking male and female. They're the risk takers. Hard to identify. Maybe you just identify them, right? If they're playing rugby league, they're risk takers. Maybe that's how we do it. G'day, afternooners. Thanks for tuning in. However you are listening, SEN welcomes you to our very broad house of worship. Remember, north of the border, SENQ 693 AM, SEN Gold Coast 1620 AM, SEN 1170 AM in Sydney, SEN app, anywhere, anytime. $100 cash to give away, courtesy of Tristan and the team up there at Top Sport. You've got to give us a call, though, 1300 01 1170, the text line 0457 736 736, and guess what? We've got the Signet Boost Power Bank to give away. I think we've been pretty good, haven't we? It's getting these Signet Boost Power Banks to people. You know why? You know why we've become good at that? They've taken it out of our hands, which is probably the best thing I would have thought. Massive show coming up. Lockie Miller, tell you what, been impressed with the way he's played. I was watching him play for the Sharks last year in that semi-final. He was on the wing, and I was like, it was an unhappy night. But there's something about Lockie Miller. And so he's been one of the Newcastle's best. He's going to be have to be at his very, very best if they're to beat the Dolphins. You'll hear that across SEN. What's trending with Coach K? Charbel from Ream, remember him? He basically comes in here, just pot shots me, which is, I suppose, fair enough. He's coming in for a chat to talk about the Ream tipping competition. Adrian Prezenko, Chief Rugby League reporter for the Sydney Morning Herald. He's along on a Thursday afternoon. Afternoons amplified with Coach K, score update. Timmy Williams from SC Playbook. Tristan Merlihan is here. We've got the 2 o'clock flock. Jared Condon from Reading the Play, score update. And then we do the text messages for sbsfence.com.au. If it sounds like it's busy, it's because it's busy. So let's get into it. The NRL has ruled out delaying its grand final by a week, despite the introduction of a mandatory 11-day stand-down period for concussed players. Now, it's funny. I've been talking about being stood down as a concussed player for 2 weeks. So it was literally a 14-day period. When I played over in England, the English Super League, 23 years ago. But here it is on the back of a 12-day stand-down in the AFL, an 11-day stand-down, and then from there, we look at the flow-on effects. What does it mean if you have the short turnaround? What does it mean if you've done it in Origin? What does it mean if you do it in the prelim final and the grand final is in 8 days' time? So have your say on that. Let's have a listen to NRL CEO on the announcement that came yesterday from League Central.
Yeah, well, look, there's things you can control and there's things you can't control. And we can't control what people decide to do outside of that. What we can control, though, are policies and procedures. Yep. And regardless of any legal action, this is the motivation here has been driven by what's our responsibility as a governing body to ensure that we're providing, yes, an entertaining game, but equally a safe game. And we're doing all we can to protect players, not just from head injuries, but all injuries.
Yeah.
That's, you know, and it's inevitable that in a contact sport, you're going to suffer injuries. But we need to make sure that our rules and our processes and protocols are keeping up with technology, research, and are always based on, decisions are always based on data.
All right. So when you hear these things, when you hear these announcements, when you get it round three, like what was happening round one and two? Did the policies and procedures not have access to the research that they've had now within the space of that 1 week? Well, no, that's not the case, but they've made the policy now and I applaud them for doing it. I've got absolutely no doubt they've been prodded into action. Not saying that they're not open to it by what's happening down there in the AFL and the class action. Okay, I know it's completely different to the NFL class action that we've talked about a lot on this program, but it is in the forefront of their minds. And as Wayne Bennett said, and I agree, We are in the risk business. Okay, those risks are being mitigated daily. And yesterday was a great example of that. But you want to know how challenging it is? Do you want me to give you a bit of an understanding of how challenging this is? So you talk about concussions, and I always describe concussions, having suffered a heap of them, as a bit of a spectrum. Sometimes you get a little bit shaky. Sometimes you literally see stars. Other times you are snoring under the grandstand. That's how it plays out. So at what point on that concussion spectrum do you go, okay, that player right there is not able to play within 11 days, but that player just shy of that can play within 11 days? So you go online and you Google concussion stages, and you get this. The three types of concussion, that comes from Broadview Health, an American health organization. Then a couple of entries down, you get four categories of concussion symptoms. That's from the National Institute of Health, the government organization. Then a bit further down, you get the six types of concussion from the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. This is not straightforward. How do you talk about world best practice? That might be different tomorrow, and what was agreed upon 10 years ago that we now think is outdated might come back into vogue in 3 years' time. It is so difficult. But whenever you're hearing all of this stuff, think about it from a legal lens, right? Start thinking about it. What if I was a juror sitting in a court? Am I happy to say, yeah, I reckon the National Rugby League did all that they could within their powers to make this game safer for its athletes? And if you start thinking about it from that point of view, I reckon the National Rugby League is heading in the right direction. Most notably, of course, with Kalyn Ponga. Okay, so he's like the poster child for it, isn't it? Four concussions across the last 10 months, three of them at the end of last year. So he'll stand down. He won't play this week. Obviously, people are desperate for him to stay in the game because he is a star player. Got such a following. Now you start thinking about, remember we were worried about Kalyn going to rugby? Well, now we've got to be worried about Kalyn going to golf because he's an elite golfer as well. But that's the other thing. So, look, you just want superstar players like that to stay in the game. And if these protocols instituted by the National Rugby League are going to help that, then I think it's a positive thing. I know it's a difficult one, but have your say on it. 1300 01 1170. And indeed, and this is we're not only talking about it at the elite level, right? What about at the amateur level? What about in the junior level? Like, all of that is relevant. I challenge you, parent of an 11-year-old, to see them get head slammed and accidentally and go, oh yeah, just he'll be right. Suit him up next week. No problem whatsoever. Knowing what you know now. So let's see how it plays out. Dave Clemmer's come out and said, nah, I was the peacemaker. You know when I went over and pushed Jackson and got stuck into him? I was the peacemaker. Okay. Can you imagine if John Bateman was on the field? No, I'm joking. He won't be on the field. He's been named in the extended squad, West Tigers. I can say that. Clint Gutho, the story around him being forced out of the Seagulls. Do we go that far? Sammy Ayoub has revealed to News Corp just what happened. I love it. When you sit down with the manager, usually when I sat down with my manager, mate, I've got some bad news and some bad news. But this time it was, Gutho, I've got some bad news, but I've got some good news as well. The bad news is Manly's asked me to move you on. The good news, don't worry, plenty of people wanting to have their say. And we know right now that Clint Gutherson is an elite level NRL player. However, when you think about it from Manly's point of view, 2015, they're looking at Brett Stewart in the number one jersey and they're looking at the big, tall, blonde bloke playing in the under-20s and you go, you know what, I think we're right. I think we're right for fullbacks. So that's what happened with the great Tommy T. So Gutho was forced out, but in true Gutho style, we know he's put everything into his rugby league. He's, as I said, made a fine career over there at the Parramatta Eels. So they go head-to-head. The Manly junior goes back to Four Pines Park. Tonight you'll hear it across the SEN network. Might actually provide our talk topic for us on that one. And I've got to make mention of this. Wow, what a night last night out there at Qdos Bank Arena. 18,124 fans witnessed this.
Ball in the hand of the chair and it is done. Time's up. Sydney, you are back-to-back champions. And you've done it in a most emphatic way. Game 5. live in front of a record crowd. It is a record comeback. And the stars align for the men in purple. The Kings are your champions in 2023.
That's right. Run it back. Is that that's what the kids are saying? Is that right? I don't know. Back to back. They've gone back to back. So well done to the Sydney Kings. An amazing night last night. It really was fantastic. They went 12-0 down the stretch. I don't even have to sound like an American, right? They went 12-0. They scored the last 12 points of the game. It was extraordinary. Well done to Chase Buford and his team. Who were the stars? Angus Glover. What was going on with that three-pointer from way downtown? So he's the star. Xavier Cooks is a star. It was Derek Walton Jr. that was the MVP of the final series. It was Xavier Cooks who was the MVP of the league. My understanding was that he was on a plane to Washington 8 a.m. this morning. Like, wow. There he was with his partner last night and his little girl. Very exciting for them. And now he's off to continue this incredible journey that he's on. The 27-year-old goes to the NBA for the very first time, to the Washington Wizards. Apparently he's got family all around Washington. We heard that from Daniel Moldovan, his agent, last night, and they've all bought tickets for the very first game. So exciting for Xavier Cook. So exciting for everyone involved in the Sydney Kings. So to Paul Smith and the team, I know Paul and Chase Buford and Chris Pongrass and all the players have been really, really great with this program. And a special shout out to Julian O'Brien, who's their media and communications manager. He does an outstanding job with that organization, who are back-to-back champs. So congratulations to them on that one. And just before we go to a break, we're going to have a chat with Lachie Miller. Mark Scaife's come out and said, hey, look, didn't go hard on Shane Van Gisbergen, please. Don't get me wrong on that one. So he said his comments had not been intended to be a personal attack, only highlighting, quote unquote, the expectation Van Gisbergen had as the defending champion to be an ambassador for the sport. Well, this is what we were talking about the other day. I don't care if he's not an ambassador for the sport. I don't care if he's hard to get along with. I don't care if he's short with journalists he doesn't like after a race that he won. I couldn't care less. We've been talking about this all week now, and if he'd have gone in there and answered every question as a compliant champion, we would not be doing it. So I have absolutely no problem with Shane Van Gisbergen behaving in the fashion that he did. So let us know your thoughts. 1300 01 1170. Our talk topic for the day, on the back of King Gutho having to go elsewhere to find a gig in the National Rugby League, what about the great second fiddles? Who's played second fiddle in history and have done superbly, or whenever required, come in and done the job? 1300 01 1170. There's a big one out there. There isn't it? We mentioned it right off the top, Coach K and I. He's got his own, of course. It's South Sydney flavoured, but let us know. 1300 01 1170. We need the big one. I reckon it's coming in third. 1300 01 1170. The text line 0457 736 736. All right, let's get to that break. After the break, we're back with the fullback from the Newcastle Knights. That is Lachie Miller. Stick around.